Departments USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, this is your international filling station, Command Performance, where you drive in each week and say to the Hollywood stars, fill her up, buddy. And tonight, answering commands to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, we'll not only fill her up, we'll run her over, for we've got you a quartet of gals that are tops all over the world. Dinah Shore, Helen Forrest, Lena Horne, and Frances Langford. Let's play them on with Four Pretty Girls. They're like a melody. Well, gals, we didn't dare pick one mistress of ceremonies tonight, so will each of you reach into this hat and take a slip of paper, and there's a name on each slip. Dinah and Helen, will you draw one?
Draw one!
Please, Dinah.
The pub, you know.
Yes.
Helen, I've drawn the same name as you have.
Lena, I've got the same name that's on your slip.
Hey, look, Frances, the same name.
Same here. What is this, anyway?
I've been a busy little bee, haven't I?
Jerry Colonna!
Fellas, coming to you now with Bessie May Mucho Jack, his Helen Forrest.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be true. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Joy is something new, my arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Oh, dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be
come true.
Thank you very much. Fellas, you know that Command Performance gets a lot of requests for the familiar sounds from home. This one comes from New Caledonia. Dear Command Performance Screwballs, we don't hear the commercial radio announcements down here, so we'd like you to get a radio with push-button tuning and push this button and that button and get the commercials all mixed up. Sell us everything from soap to nuts and make it as foolish as you can. Well, that's an unusual request, but we'll try most anything once.
Men, after a long, hard day in the jungle, the hot sun beating down, with perspiration pouring from every pore, do you...
smell? Just take one smell of amnesia, the perfume that makes you forget. Not only does it make you forget, but it makes you...
remember, it's the only coffee without caffeine. Drink Banker coffee and spend a wonderful night untroubled by...
women. Does your husband toss at night? Does your husband snore?
The answer is yes. It may be years before you can buy a new car, so we ask you this.
Do you have B.O.? Then get the soap with a million bubbles. Get the soap that banishes B.O. Get into the shower and say...
hello, honey. You look so well groomed tonight. And darling, your hair is so sleek and shiny since you began using...
Hexaco motor oil. Get the best. Get Hexaco, the same oil you find in...
your powder room. Yes, your powder room is more than a center of cleanliness. Your powder room should be a place to...
breathe your evening hair up. Get the news while it is news. When all about you are world-shaking events, ask yourself this. Do you...
smell? Take one smell of amnesia, the perfume that makes you forget.
Well, fellas, I want to discuss Lena Horne for a second. Seems that Clarence E. McLeod and eight of his buddies at 512 have written old Command Performance a letter. They say, thanks to Command Performance for having made this a better war. Along with that letter comes a beautiful scroll, a parchment scroll. It's done up like a Fifth Avenue corsage, and it says, quote, to Lena Horne, over miles of troubled waters, you have never failed to perform at our humble command. We salute you and watch with pride your star of fame being upward borne. We love you, Arlena, for singing the songs of old. Unquote. Fellas, here's Lena Horne.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Colonna. And Clarence McLeod, to you and your pals at 512, I really don't know what to say, except you're the finest kind of friends a girl could have. I'll bet you worked at least a week on that scroll, and believe me, I'll work every week that you want me to here. And for all of you men everywhere, here's a little tune in part payment. Mad about the boy, it's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel less. Maybe something sad about the boy. When I'm walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue in some strange way, I'm glad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental, and love blind. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic, that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't because I'm mad about the ball. I'm hardly sentimental and long been so sublime. I have to pay my rental and I can't afford to wait much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't because I'm mad about the ball. Oh, I'm mad about the ball.
Thank you, Lena Horne. And fellas, as long as we're tossing out bouquets tonight, here's another girl who stands high in the top 10 of those who are making the biggest contribution to show business at war, Frances Langford. Thank you, Francis Langford. Well, fellas, if Command Performance has a history, a lot of that history has been written by Dinah Shore. The two have been together from the beginning, and we have to have a special little room for the letters you write asking for Dinah. Well, here she is again, Miss Command Performance herself, Dinah Shore.
Hi, fellas. Hello, Professor. Oh, goodness, Professor, aren't you ill at ease with all these girls?
Oh, no, indeed. Why, just last night I had dinner with 15 cover girls.
You did? How'd you get the invitation?
Rita Hayworth was standing on the front porch whistling for her dog, and I beat the dog by 10 feet.
Say, Professor, I hear you're considering a visit with our troops in the Arctic Circle. You know, it's pretty cold up there.
Ah, but I've solved that. You see, I shall sew myself in a suit of red flannel.
Sew yourself in a suit of red flannel? How'll you ever get out?
Trap door in the back.
I think I'd better change the subject to music. Fellas, here's one I think you may like. Long Ago and Far Away.
Dreary days are over. Life's a four-leaf clover. Sessions of depression are through. Hope I long for long ago. And now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overhead, but now that dream is past. You're here at last. Dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago.
Professor?
Yes, my dear.
Couldn't we get Francis Knife and Helen Forrest and Lena Horne around and we'll gather around the piano and ad-lib a wee bit of this and that?
That's a splendid idea. Alone with four fine girls. This manpower shortage is a great thing.
It certainly is. It certainly is, Professor. You'll be able to take all four of us out to dinner.
That reminds me, Francis, I have to make a phone call.
Well, come back here, Professor. Come on, kids. Let's do those two. Here's one for Lena. From a CB gang named Step and a Half, Bulldozer, Satchel, and Fatty Kodak. A bit of Let's Get Lost.
Let's get lost. Lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost. Lost in each other's charms.
Say, Francis, at 957, they want Don't Sweetheart Me. They meaning the Stovepipe Gang, including Dusty, Torpedo, Chicken Reel, and Knothead.
Don't sweetheart me if you don't mean it. Don't talk sweet words if they're not true.
Say, Dinah, at 980, Snuffy, Scoop, and Little Charlie have a problem.
What's the problem, Franny?
No love.
I understand that's the general condition.
No love, no nothing, till my baby comes home. No, sir, no nothing, long as baby must grow.
How about putting your vocal cords to the grindstone, Helen Forrest? And look at this, will you? A gang of Marines, including Sarge Chuck O'Connell, Tom Peebles, Porky Peltier, and Alley-Oop Amar, have named La Belle Forrest their swoon girl.
Oh,
hey. Helen, swoon those lovin', that's a hunk of my idea.
Will I ever find a girl in my mind? The one maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me.
And how about this? Corporal Shelton, 763, likes classical music. So, Professor, a little opera music, please.
Hi-yo, Silver, away! Horse opera.
Hey, Lena.
Yes, Ellen.
Knock a few bars of Paper Doll for 980 and Pop the Chief, Hillbilly Lee, Barefoot Joe, and Pete the Screaming Lover.
I want to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other girlies cannot steal.
When I was a small boy, I had to live with six Great Danes and a Cocker Spaniel.
Heavens! Heavens, Professor, what did your mother say?
Shouldn't happen to a dog.
Helen, let's forget Kelowna and remember the gang in the Navy who love that song, Yours.
All right.
Yours till the stars has no glory. Yours till the bird fails to sing. Yours to the end of life's story that pledged to you, dear.
Girls, there must be about 4 billion requests for Dinah to sing San Fernando Valley. You packing that grip, girl?
Oh, I'm packing my grip.
She's packing her grip.
And I'm leaving today.
She's leaving today.
Oh, I'm taking a trip.
She's taking a trip.
California way.
California way.
I'm gonna settle down and never more roam.
Can we count on
never
that?
Never more roam. I wish you gals would let me take one line alone.
And speaking of California, Dinah, a lot of fellas have another town on their mind.
I want to be safe.
San Francisco, open your golden gate. Don't let a stranger wait outside your door.
That's true, Francis. But the East is still on the map, too.
For example,
drifting with a current down a moonlit stream, while above the heavens in their glory gleam.
Students!
Beautiful! Beautiful.
Girls, say, if you're talking about favorite parts of the good old USA, what about this town?
Won't you come along with me?
Come along with me.
Down the Mississippi.
Down the Mississippi.
We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. So down the river, down to New Orleans.
Yes, yes.
Tom, wait. We're forgetting things here. The command performance mail. Diner for Private Tony Lodico and Flo and 149. A bit of getting sentimental.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I feel a call.
And Sister Langford, how about the QM gang at 559? Jungle Jim, Pee Wee, Hatfield, Speedy, and Duck Butter. Some of that begin, if you please, Franny.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender.
And Helen, for Private Roy Huff in that General Hospital at 508. And for Gene Barnes and the Hangar A Mob at 938.
Mm-hmm. My heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything.
And Lena, for the Hot Hip 15 crowd in Iceland, Medico's at 761. Driscoll, the 10th Avenue Kid at 923, and the 650 gang, including Ak-Ak Kralik and Two-Ton Moe.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace for you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable.
I may get replaced for stopping you, but the professor just looked at his watch. It's time for you girls to go a beddy bye, shall we say, and good night to the boys now.
Good night, soldiers, sailors, and marines. For good night, soldiers, we would like to sing more.
Langford, Lena, Forrest,
and Shore.
Who'd ask for more?
1, 2, 3, 4. But I couldn't count this year.
Oh, we'll say good night to the Phoebes and the Navy. Good night, G.I. Especially if you're on KB. Keep your chin up. It's you we'd love to pin up. Good night, G.I.
Who won the crap game?
Good night, yeah, good night.
Well, what do you know? They're asleep.
Where?
Over there.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.